Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ernie Fazio. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Fazio reaches second base with a double. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fazio moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fazio scores. Spangler moves to third. It's 1-0, Astros. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Spangler scores. Runnels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fazio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball towards center. Verdon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Verdon. Bateman moves to second. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fazio takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fazio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warwick strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Verdon moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fazio strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Schofield moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lillis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards short. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fazio strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spangler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels is walked intentionally. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warwick hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verdon is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Clemente moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Howie Goss now playing center field. Hal Woods Hick now pitching. Al Spangler now playing left field. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Burgess is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fazio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fazio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Bob Friend. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.